We can touch God anywhere you go. Anywhere you be, any circumstance or situation you find yourself in, you can always get in touch with Jesus. You don't have to go to the telephone to call him up. He's already at home in the temple with you. You don't have to email him or go on the computer. Glory to God. You go on those things, they might have a glitch, and then you lose all the information you ever had. Glory to God, but you don't lose Jesus. All you got to do is just call on his name. You don't have to move your lips, glory to God. The Bible says, whatsoever man thinketh, so is he. You can think on the things of God. Think on the goodness of God. Think on the mercy and the grace of God. Think what he done. That's enough to make you jump up and down all day long and don't get tired. To think what Jesus did on that cross. Jesus took care of every sin that you could come up with. Even this last thing that done happen in this world, Jesus died for that. Glory to God. But the thing is that they just didn't get a hold of that blood that he shed. But nevertheless, glory to God, those young children, you don't have to worry about them because God had his hand up on them. Glory to God. You don't have to worry about anything. Why? Because God is in everything that pertaining to your life. So all we got to do is lift him up and praise him. Go about our merry way. Be happy, glory to God. When you're sad, be happy anyway. I said, when you're sad, just be happy anyway. See, this is a life of persevering. You got to just press through that thing. If you don't press through that sadness, then you're going to always be sad all day long. And when you're sad all day long, you can't sleep at night. A lot of people say, I'm tired. I'm so tired, I can sleep. But if the enemy been beating up on you all day, guess what? You are so weak, he's going to beat up on you all night. But if you got Jesus, glory to God, who is by your side, if you think about him and what he done, that you can be free at all times. Jesus didn't die that we can be free sometimes, but he died so that we can be free all the time. I like what God did, glory to God. There's no flaws in what he done, glory to God. There's no loose thing, there's no open thing in what he done. His blood is pure and is straight, glory to God. It flowed from Calvary's hill unto your life and my life, and it washed us clean, glory to God. And we are clean. And the scripture says that in John the 15th chapter, it said that you are clean through. Now you're clean through by the word of God. We are clean through by the word of God. And there's nothing that God will hold back from you and I. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Open your Bibles up to one of my favorite scriptures, the book of Isaiah. I tried to go over there this morning. Isaiah chapter 41. Book of Isaiah, chapter 41, and verse 10. It says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God said to fear not. That means in anything. You know, we got certain things and certain fears that frightens us and cause us to be afraid and cause us to think that we're going to lose what we got. But we've been placed in God's hand. And God, the word of God says, that which has been placed in his hand, no man can take it out of that hand of God. So God is telling us to fear thou not. He said, because I'm with thee. So that means that you don't have to be afraid of any circumstance, situation. A lot of people, there are some people that have never been sick in their life, but now all of a sudden they are sick. And so they are full of fear. They are afraid that the sickness that they have is going to take them out. But they forget that Jesus died that they might be free. So it doesn't make no difference if the sickness take you out. God is telling you to fear not, for I'm with thee. So if cancer kills you, God is with thee. If it takes you out of this world and puts you in the grave, God is with you. If it takes part of your limbs and things that are part of your body away from you, God is still with you. You see, you can get around with one leg and a dot, or I should say one track and a dot. But you got to remember this, that God is with you. You take a look at some of the people that are riding around in wheelchairs, and we go about our ways being afraid and mumbling and grumbling and complaining and all this. Sometimes God will show you, glory to God, the lame that he's able to make walk. God is with you whithersoever you go. You don't have to be dismayed. You don't have to be dismayed. Mean you don't have to be in awe of what's going on around you. All of this new stuff that is going on around you. And guess what? Evil is not going to stop doing what it's doing. It's on a mission, glory to God. But we are on a greater mission than that. It doesn't matter about the mission that the evil is on, because evil cannot take us out. Because God said, I'm with thee. Whithersoever you go, he said, I'm with thee. He said, don't be dismayed. Don't be alarmed about this thing. Don't be alarmed about the situation, the circumstance that's going on around you. A lot of people, and I'm talking about Christians too, are locked up in their house and they won't come out at nighttime to come to the service because they are afraid. But God said, fear not, for I'm with thee. If God is with you, then who can be against you? And that's what Paul said. If God be for you, who can be against you? Nothing can be against you if you keep your mind stayed up on God. Let me tell you something else about that mind too. When you get in trouble in the spur of the moment, you ain't got time to make no telephone call. You don't have time to send no email, but you got enough time to call up on Jesus. All you got to do is say his name. You don't have to search for the scripture in John 3:16 or in 1 John or 1 Peter, glory to God. You just call up on the name, because the name Jesus, he is the author and the finisher of this word, glory to God. And when you call upon his name, that means that everything that he has done, God will come to your rescue. He already know what kind of trouble you in, what kind of trouble you're going to go through, glory to God. So you ain't got to explain anything to God. All you got to do is call on his name, and he said, I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that you know not of. Come on and give God some praise. That's what he was trying to tell the children of Israel. He said, I'm with you. What's your problem? God is with us. So what is our problem? I ask myself that a lot of time when I get in my little stuff. When I come out of there, you know, when the cloud lift, when God lift the cloud up off of me, you know, that confusion and all that stuff, when he lifts it up to show the real me. The real me was not the one in the cloud. The real you are not in the darkness. The real you are in the light. We are walking in the light. And when we walk in the light, then what? Jesus is with us. When we're walking in his way, Jesus is with us. When we are going the way and according to the scriptures and the word, Jesus is with us. God has filled us up with his power and his might. God has filled us up. We got everything that we have need of. There's nothing short. God didn't leave out things, glory to God, like sometime a baker will leave out one of the ingredients in the cake and the cake won't taste right. God haven't left out any of his, what he done when he came upon this earth. He haven't left anything out. He died for everything that we have need of, and there's nothing missing. The only thing that might be missing, all of the ingredients that God put into it, is not missing. But that one ingredient, we got to believe what God has done. We are that ingredient, glory to God. And when we join with him, all that he has done, then we become one with him, and the ingredients become one, glory to God. So when you get sick, you can call on God. When you need a healing, you can call on God. When you get in trouble, you can call his name, glory to God. You don't have to wait till you come to church to tell God about your trouble, glory to God. You're already abiding in the sanctuary with in him, you are the sanctuary, and everywhere you go, the sanctuary goes. Everywhere you go, God is there. Everywhere you be, God has already been there. Everything that you have need of, he done already prepared it. Everything that you want, God said he'll give it to you. If you ask and doubt not in your heart when you ask for it, God said he will give it to you. He said, Israel, fear thee not. That's past tense. But he's talking present tense to you and I. Jesus came and took care of all of it. It's present tense now. It's right now. It's in the nick of time right now. Jesus is present right now. Whatever thoughts you got up on your mind, God is ready to take care of it right now. You don't have to wait till you get home and go into your prayer closet. Let me tell you something. Everywhere you go, your prayer closet goes. You can call on his name right now in the midst of the preaching, in the midst of the praise, in the midst of the singing. Glory to God. You can ask God to do a work in your body, and God will do that work. Glory to God. You can lift him up in the midst of the prayer. That's what you're doing in the praise. You're lifting him up. You might not feel good in the praise, and everybody around you is praising. Glory to God. You might feel down. You might feel sick. Glory to God. But you can just lift up your voice and say, God, heal me, because I want to praise you. I want to join with the saints, glory to God. I want to get in this, glory to God. I want to get in this glory train. I want to get on this hallelujah trail. I want to lift up your name. I want to recognize who you are. I want to do it with all my soul, with all my might, and with all my strength. And when you have that kind of a mind, that mind that was in Christ Jesus is in us. When you have that kind of mind, glory to God, there's nothing that God won't do for you. Hallelujah. He said, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. People are looking for all other kind of things. You know, if you look for something else, that becomes your God. If you look for another source, that becomes your God. If you depend on your Social Security check coming next month, that's your God. The government lobby decided to cut it off and said it done fell short. The mailman might lose the letter. The bank might not receive it. Through the transfer, glory to God. But with Jesus, it's always there. He's always your source. See, when you don't have what you did with your hands, glory to God, you got what God did with his hand. And what he did with his hand shall last, glory to God. It don't never run out. God's bank is not broke, glory to God. His food bin is not empty, glory to God. It's never empty. His glory to God, his healing, glory to God, is never empty. It's glory to God. He don't need to add nothing to it. All you got to do is believe what you in Christ, glory to God, and he'll heal you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. He said, I am your God. That's the God that I'm talking about. The one that's still God. The one that was God before we came. The one that's still God. The one that's God right now. And guess what? When you wake up in the morning, he's still going to be your God. He said, I am your God. In other words, I'm your source. I'm your keeper. I'm your high tower. I'm the place that you can run to and be safe tonight. I'm the place that you can get up and come to in the morning. I'm the place, glory to God, when you go to your table to sit down and eat. I'm that high tower that you speak forth out of and ask me to bless your food. I'm the blesser, glory to God. I'm blessed so it can glorify me, glory to God. I am that place that you can go to anytime. I'm that place when you go on that highway. I'm that place when you're on your job. I'm that place when you come home again. I'm that place when you sit down one more time at your dinner table. I am that source, glory to God. I am with thee, and there's none else beside him. Hallelujah. He said, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. God said he'll strengthen you. When you're weak, Paul said, though I'm weak, yet am I made strong. All of the stuff that he was going through, Paul knew that Christ was his source. He knew that if he's going to do this thing that God has appointed him to do, it's going to be the way God wanted him to do it and how and when God wanted him to do it. Sometimes we forget who the source is, and we tend to lean to our past experience or our knowledge, the stuff that we done been through in life. It's good to have experience. Guess what? You're going to have some experience. Not one of us in here don't have some experience. Not one of us in here that can't look back on your experience and get something out of there and try to use it today, but it don't work all the time. Your past experience don't work. Glory to God. We're not riding the horse and the buggy anymore. We are driving cars. We're not sending no telegraphs anymore. Email just like that. We're riding in cars. We're riding on trains. We're riding in buses. The horse is obsolete, but God is still God. He was God in the days of the horse and buggy. He's God right now today in all of this technology that we're in. A lot of people say that's their source. Glory to God. They can make money within 1 hour. They can become a billionaire. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, we already rich. We was a billionaire before they even thought about it. Glory to God. Because God said, I'm with thee whithersoever you go. He said, don't be dismayed at all of this stuff that's going on. Don't be dismayed at all of this material stuff. Glory to God. When you look back on God, you see how he fed the little sparrow. Glory to God. And we are much more than the sparrow. God got food on the table that we haven't set down yet, glory to God. And I'm not talking about just physical food, but I'm talking about spiritual food. We haven't set down at that table to take that physical food yet, that spiritual food yet, glory to God. But God said he's going to prepare the table in the midst of your enemies. So that means wherever you go, the table is prepared and the food is ready for you to eat, glory to God. What kind of food are you talking about? When you get in trouble, the spiritual need is there, glory to God. You can call upon God. Those things that are not as though they were, glory to God. You can't see them, but you can depend upon them. I like God. You can't see what he's done, but you can depend upon him. You can go forth in God, glory to God. I can't see him when he's moving, glory to God, but yet he moves. I can't see him, glory to God, when I get up in the morning, but I feel him, glory to God, in my infirmities. I can't know him, glory to God, until I fall down on my knee and begin to ask and inquire of God and have a little fellowship with him, glory to God. But I know he's God. That's why he said, I will be with thee. And I am your God. I am your source. I don't care how dismayed you are. I am your God. Hallelujah. He said, I will help thee. I like that part. God said, I will help thee. A lot of people make the mistake to think God can't help them in everything that they're going through. Some of the things they think God can't help them in is because they say God ain't concerned with that little silly stuff. But if it's a weight up on your brow, guess what? God is concerned about it. Because that little bit is something that you think is insignificant before God is holding you back. The very thing that's keeping you from turning that corner, like Brother Titus said, keeping you turning that corner and getting your blessing. Why? Because you so hung up on this and so worried about this little bitty thing, glory to God. And the little bitty thing doesn't bother the next person that's around you. Why? Because if you tell them about the little bitty thing that you're going through, they might think it sounds silly, but it's really tearing you up, glory to God. It's really beating you down, glory to God. And they're looking at you and say they are much stronger than you are, glory to God, until the trial come up on their life. And when the trial come up on their life, glory to God, then what kind of source are they going to turn to? I'm here to tell you tonight that you can always turn to God, glory to God. I don't care what's up on your life, what's coming up on your life, what's in your life right now, what kind of condition you're going through, what situation you're in. I don't care, glory to God. You can always call upon God, and he said, I'll be there with you. I will help thee, glory to God. I'll help you get out of this stuff. I'll lead you out of this stuff. I glorify my name in this stuff. I'm God. I lift lift you up in this stuff, glory to God. I'll help you whatsoever you go, glory to God. I'll heal you, glory to God. I'll make your enemy laugh, glory to God, and be sad at the same time. I cause them to scatter. I cause them to be out of your sight where you won't see them no more, glory to God. That's the kind of God we're serving. He said, I will help you. That means in any time and any trouble that we find ourselves in. Hallelujah. I like the word he put before he said, I will help thee. And he said, I will strengthen thee. And it's like God has said, and yeah, I will help thee. You know? And he said, and oh yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. In other words, there is a connection or a togetherness with everything that God has said. And it's for you and I. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said healing is the children's bread. He didn't say it was for the birds and the bees. He said it's the children's bread. Glory to God. Why? Because he had already prepared the things for the birds and the bees and the fowls and the sea, of the sea and all this stuff. Glory to God. But he's prepared much greater for you and I, because through you and I, he glorifies himself. Through you and I, he let the world know that there is a God. Glory to God. Through you and I, he lets the world know that they can have the same God that you got. Glory to God. They don't have to put no name up on him, a title up on him. There's only one name, and that name is Jesus. Glory to God. And the Bible says at that name, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star. He's the Prince of Peace, glory to God. He's Alpha and Omega. He is mighty God. He is the high and lifted up one. He is the everlasting Father. He is the source that we have need of. And you can call upon him anytime, any place, and anywhere. And God will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I like God's righteousness because it's pure. See, the Pharisees and the Sadducees had trouble with that. People don't like the truth. You ever be talking to somebody and you speak a truth, how it cuts them up? They had a strong conversation in the beginning, but when you give them the truth, they get all messed up. They forget what language they were speaking. And the best thing they do is turn their back and walk away because they can't stand the truth. The Pharisees, some of them walked away and some of them didn't walk away, because the truth kept eating away at them so bad at every time they came around Jesus. He was trying to tell them, I am your God. But they didn't want to believe nothing like that. They wanted to believe in the law. They wanted to believe in their way. They wanted to believe in what they was doing, because what they was doing brought them money and brought them silver and gold and fine linen and clothes and all that stuff. But it didn't clean their darkened heart, glory to God. Their heart was still black. Their heart was still full of evil. Their heart was still full of dead man's bone, glory to God. Jesus was trying to tell them they need the word to wash with. They need the word to clean them up. And at times that word was so pure and so true, glory to God, they tried to kill him, but they couldn't kill him, glory to God. The people are out trying to kill you, glory to God. The thing that you're going through is out trying to kill you, glory to God. But it can't kill the light, because the light don't belong to that circumstance, that situation. It belongs to God. It belongs to the one to say, I will help thee. It belongs to the one say, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This life belongs to God. And when this life that's in us belongs to God, then that means that we are God. Hallelujah. We belong to him. Praise God. He said, I will uphold thee. I'm going to close with this. He said, behold, all they that was incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confronted and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. In other words, they that come against you, they're going to suffer. They're already looking at you and say, you are suffering. They're already looking at you and say, yeah, you're a child of God, but look at you. I got more than you. No, they don't. You got life and got it more abundantly. What they got is up on this earth, and God already done said that nothing that's on this earth is going to leave here. It's going to perish. And everything that's in the earth that's not like God is going to perish. But those that are beef with God, we have more than enough. We're going to make it in. And while we're in this world, we don't have to be afraid, because God he used a prophecy that speak to the children of Israel, a prophetic revelation that God is their God. He told Isaiah many times when Isaiah was going through the land and prophesying and bringing the good news. A lot of people didn't want to hear that good news. A lot of the trouble he went through a lot of trouble. Let me tell you something, you're going to go through a lot of trouble. You said, why you want to say that? Don't say I'm going to go through a lot. I don't even want to hear that. A lot of people don't want you to talk no negative and all that stuff. But guess what? You can't duck it. You might not talk it, glory to God, but it's coming your way. But you got a weapon that is above every weapon, glory to God. And that weapon is Jesus Christ. He said, I'll be with thee. Be not dismayed at the things that's going to come your way. Don't be afraid of the trouble. Don't be afraid of the trial. Don't be afraid of the situation or circumstances. Don't take the opinion of the doctor, glory to God. You don't have to go all over town to see a doctor, because this is going to tell you something that's similar to the first doctor, glory to God. But if you call on Dr. Jesus and you believe in your heart and doubt not in that heart, when you ask him to heal you, you will heal, glory to God. He said it's the children's bread. When you need a help, glory to God, you can ask God. You don't have to go to no psychiatrist, because they don't know no more about you. And matter of fact, they don't know anything about themselves, glory to God. But when you go to the author and the finisher who molded you and made you, glory to God, and formed you in his image and his likeness, he know all about you, glory to God. He know every pain. He know every ache, glory to God. He know every complication that's going to come up on you, glory to God. God know all about your way. He know all about your thoughts before you think to him, glory to God. That's the one that we should go to. That's the one that Isaiah is talking about here. He said, I am your God. I will help thee, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This is not the prophet talking himself, because if it was himself, he couldn't find those words to say. Because this is the truth. God is our God. The prophet couldn't proclaim that, but God spoke through the prophet and gave him direction as what to say. Don't you know God tells us what to say every day? God give us direction and instructions. And if we don't have that attentive ear to God, then we're going to miss some of it. If you don't get up in the morning or whenever you get up, if you don't have a prayer life, you're going to miss the instructions of God. If you don't worship and praise God, you're going to miss his directions. Because your mind ain't going to be on that. See, this is a thing of practice, glory to God. It's an everyday living. It's an everyday lifestyle. You don't live it today, don't live it tomorrow, glory to God. You don't live it in the past and think you can get by because of your experience in today, glory to God. You got to live today, because today is not like yesterday. Today is different, glory to God. It's got something else in here that you haven't seen yet in today. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. The night is far spent. But we still got to leave here and go home. You don't know what lies out there that's waiting on the child of God. But I tell you one thing. Jesus is going to be out there, glory to God. Jesus is going to be riding in the car. Jesus is going to be at your front door. Jesus is going to be in your driveway when you back up, glory to God. Jesus is going to be there when you stick your key in the door, glory to God. He's going to be there to see you safely inside. And guess what? He's going to keep you all night long, glory to God. He ain't going to allow the home invader to come in. He ain't going to allow the robber to come by. He ain't going to allow no straight bullet to find you tonight, glory to God. Because when you lay down, Jesus is going to lay down with you, glory to God, and you're going to rest and sleep tight tonight, glory to to God. And when you get up in the morning, you're going to be ready to take on the world. Glory to God. Why? Because Jesus said, I will help thee and uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a prayer. Verse 13, he said, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, I will help thee. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He went on to tell, praise God, he said, verse 14, he says, fear not thy worm, Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, said the Lord. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. God is our Holy One. He's our Redeemer. He's our Keeper. He's the storehouse that we can go to every day. I don't know about you, glory to God, but I don't look to go to the bank to get my money because the bank can collapse, glory to God. And guess what? When they collapse and lose your money, it's lost, glory to God. They ain't repaying you nothing, glory to God. But if you hold on to God's unchanging hand in a time of trouble like that, God will be able to uphold you with the right hand of his righteousness and lift you up, glory to God. And you'll still be able to go on and be happy. And people are going to look at you in dismay, but you're not going to be dismayed. Why? Because the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Come on. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. Come on down front. Praise God. He's the lily of the valley. The bright and